2VL repeater.
Good morning. The time is 7:55 a.m. Mostly sunny. Temperature 61 degrees.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Testing 1-2.
W2VL repeater.
KC6IK, anybody on frequency?
KD2KNH. Always here. How you doing?
So-so. It's Alan, KC6IK. I think we spoke before.
I don't believe so. What was your call again?
KC6IK.
Sounds familiar. I might have heard you on here before. Currently heading to Riverhead from Southampton. Coming in on the middle island of here.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm using. Southampton, where is that? I'm not sure where that is. I'm in Queens.
Well, you go to the end of the island and open the South Fork and probably another 10 or 20 miles. So, South Shore. Riverhead, that's where the fish tail comes together. So, yeah, you know where that is.
Yeah, I understand. Well, I got in a hospital. I'm not going to mention the name of the hospital. But I'm from Las Vegas in L.A. And can be out of this hotel tomorrow morning. Go to Westbury for a couple of days. Go from there and head home.
Unfortunately, I'm having a hard time following your conversation because of the road noise. Are you on an HD?
Yeah, I'm from Vegas. And I came out of here. Well, I was on the East Coast. I was in New York.
All right, my apologies, but I'm just not able to hear you with the road noise currently on the road I'm on. So maybe somebody else can make me out. Or maybe you can, I'll be on the side.
KV6IK73.
I did hear that. KV2K, make clear, 73.
73.
W2VL repeater.
Good morning. The time is 10:55 a.m. And temperature 69 degrees.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL
repeater.
Top of the day to you.
And it is a magnificent day at last.
Just beautiful, just beautiful. So what are you up to?
Nothing very exciting. Let's see, two Saturdays ago, I had plans with two of my Boy Scout troops at West Hills Park where we walked. That got canceled because of rain. This past Saturday, I had plans at West Little Park with the third troop, and that got canceled for rain. So, I'm kind of floundering. Emphasis on flounder as it's
used. Aren't they going to take advantage of the turn in the weather?
What about taking advantage of a turn in the weather? I didn't catch one word and the whole sentence fell apart.
English is funny that way.
Therein is the reason why air traffic controllers only speak in certain phrases and the like to avoid that.
Probably very prudent. I take it that you did not get any ill effects from the weather in your QTH.
I did not have any particular ill effects from the weather for me or anyone in my immediate family. Although I have to say, thank God it was Friday and not Thursday, because my daughter was at the mercy of the weather on Thursday, and that would have been a nightmare.
Did you see the scenes at LaGuardia and Kennedy?
Not those in particular. I did see some others, and it was really, really something.
At one of the terminals at LaGuardia, the passengers were walking through the terminal in ankle-high water.
I did hear that, but I did not see any photographic evidence. Is this the new terminal that the XYL and I walked long distances through back in March, or is this one of the other terminals?
I believe it's one of the new ones. And, of course, where I used to work, Coney Island, got particularly hit. That part of the Belt Parkway got closed. But they built a new hospital on the site of my old one, which is weatherproof and elevated and surrounded by high walls.
I didn't know that, because in the past decade, I haven't gotten a close look at the place. Whereas in the previous decade, I had many close looks at the place. Yeah, there's a limit to what you see from the Gulf Parkway as you go past it. And that doesn't really stand out, but that's okay. But yeah, I assume the stretch on the Belt Parkway from Long Beach Channel to the beginning of the Shedd Bay area, where that has historically flooded when the humidity goes high, that must have been completely underwater.
That and further down toward the Verrazano got flooded out. And yeah, the new hospital bills itself as being somewhat hurricane-proof. It's got highly resistant everything. And all the equipment which used to be in the basement is now a floor or two up, as is the whole hospital. And so it's very interesting. And it got renamed. It's no longer Coney Island Hospital.
Oh, I'm intrigued. What is the new name?
Do the initials RGB mean anything to you? Sorry, RBG.
So it was named after a person.
Correct.
And the notorious RBG is a person?
Right on the nose.
Alright, speaking about notoriety, I am here. XYL is waiting for me to have to do something. I should be back on in about an hour if you're going to subject yourself tomorrow to.
I'll consult my readings of Count Sacher von Masloff, KA2UTF.
You have a, if I don't catch you later, have a nice day, and really, it's quite splendid day. Everything is the exact opposite of what Friday was. Alright, WB2E.
WB2E. Go ahead, Steve. I just figured I'd drop in and say hello and goodbye.
Hello, Steve. Goodbye, Steve.
Hello, Steve. Goodbye, Steve.
It sounds like you both would. Okay. Yeah, we could be busy, I think.
Slightly noisy, but we do copy you. KA2UTF.
Sorry. Left it on low power again.
Up it up.
Oh, I just did after you said that. Going into a lousy area, too, so. I don't know if it'll help much.
A little choppy, but I do sense an improvement. What is that area?
Route 1, just on the east side of the hill.
Oh, that one was rough. Okay, I'll be on the side for now, but good to hear you. KA2UTF.
Yes.
Contact with that hardware store in the South Pacific.
Hardware store in the South Pacific? What's this all about?
Tuvalu. Tuvalu.
Oh, Tuvalu. Tango 22 Tango.
Yes, the stars aligned last night in 12 meters. Made the contact on FT8, which was nice. Heard from South Korea, but couldn't get back to them, and made a contact in China. So things are good for a little bit.
Well, last evening I was in the what's called the slow speed test. It's a Morse code thing that happens for an hour every Sunday evening. And I was on that. Made 21 contacts in the hour I was on.
I was concentrating on getting through this traffic section here. You didn't make any contacts?
Make 21 contacts.
Now, that's much better than didn't make any. Fantastic.
And then I was on 80 meters this morning, and I made, I think it was eight contacts with people who are doing this, volunteers on the air thing. So they're in the logbook. I've just come leaving the hospital. I just brought my wife over here for surgery. So she'll be going in about another 10-15 minutes to get her knee redone. And then I guess I'll come back later and see how she's doing.
All right. Well, I wish her well with that. And, never any fun.
Well, hopefully after it's done and she's recovered, she'll be able to have more fun.
Well, then you could go out late and take her dancing. So hopefully it all goes that well. You know, they're very good at knees and hips these days.
Now, hey, when you're over 80, nothing works like it did when you were younger. What can I tell you? At any rate, so Tuvalu, I'm just curious, what were you using for an antenna? You were able to work them on 12.
The only thing I'm right now is a Gap Eagle.
You broke up a little bit. Some sort of a Gap vertical, I'm guessing.
Yes, that was it. It's a Gap Eagle vertical.
Okay, I know I have Richie, KQKMB, put together his, what's this guy doing here? There you go. Somebody just woke up in front of me. Oh, sorry about that. I helped Richie put up his Gap Titan, so I got a little idea of how the gaps work.
No, I have no complaint. Operating barefoot, it's doing very well. I very rarely have to tune anything up. So it's, I think on 15 meters, it's okay, but I run a tuner on it anyway.
Yeah, so I probably can work them on, probably work Tuvalu on 12 then, even though I have a dipole, but I can run about 800 watts into the dipole, so they should hear me.
KD2KH. So I've got to get a wire up against 40 and 80. I just, maybe the leaves fall off the trees. We'll see how it goes. Now, how's your new antenna? I think you've got a new antenna for 80.
Yeah, I put up the new antenna for 80. It's working out quite well. It's nice to have something up there. I can run some power into it because it's got a good match.
Understandable. I'm glad it's working.
Yeah, I thought what was going to be hard for me to work on 80 were Hawaii and Alaska, but I've got both of those in the logbook now.
Oh, great. Yeah, I'm amazed how many contacts I've been able to make with that vertical, but, I'm happy with it. I mean, I've been debating for several years now about putting up a hex beam. I'll get around to it eventually. There are too many honeydew items that keep popping up I have to do first.
Yeah, I can understand that. So if you put up a hex beam, is it going to go on the house or is it going to go on some sort of a tower?
Yeah, that'll go on some type of a mast. Maybe a heavy-duty EMT mast and, with a rotator. And keep it away from the house.
Okay. There's lots of stuff that's out there. But the hex beam is fairly light. You don't need much of a rotor to turn it, so you don't have to worry about that as a problem.
Yeah, I picked up one of the club's rotors, so, it's sitting in the basement. I haven't played with it yet.
Okay, so that's a Zubrick. When you say one of the club's rotors, if it's a high-gain type rotor, I've rebuilt those, so I know what has to be done. There isn't too much to them.
All right. Say the truth. I don't remember exactly what model it was. 800, 850 sounds familiar.
800, that sounds like a Yaesu.
Yeah, I believe that's what it is. A Yaesu with the controller.
Okay, yes, that should be a nice little rotor. I'm on my second one, but it turned out to be something stupid. The antenna stopped turning one day, and I couldn't figure out what the heck was going on. Turned out to be a little set screw on a gear that was mounted on the motor. The set screw loosened up.
Well, as you know, all things mechanical. I was watching a YouTube video on a Omega watch rebuild. The watch picker was, repairer was tearing one totally down and rebuilding it. Very intricate and fun to watch, but yeah, everything mechanical sometimes comes loose.
Yeah, I think I've seen that guy. He works on watches that nobody else will work on, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, he said he got this one on a really good deal because it wasn't working, and he opened it up, and it was just there were a couple of little case retainers inside that the screws had come loose, and the parts had dropped inside, and it was like brand new. So he got a good deal.
Yeah, I know there was one of my stories. Got in a Rolex that the customer tried to send back to Rolex for repair, and Rolex said they couldn't fix it. So he worked on it, and I think he got it running again.
Well, yeah, I don't know how much skill they have anymore. But there are still some pros out there that can do anything. My one great deal was having a Kenwood TH-F6 HD that I got off eBay for $50. Said it receives, room and transmit. And it just had a broken antenna contact inside the connector. So that was my great deal.
Yeah, I still have one of those that works. W2OS talks, but I haven't set my call sign for a while. The guy, I bought it used, on eBay. Turns out the guy that had it was the guy that writes the NIFTY guides. And he had bought it so he could write the guide. Then he was selling it. So I got a pretty good deal on it.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, I've had a couple of good deals like that. I don't want to upset everybody and tell all my great deals because there'll be people crying everywhere.
Oh, I got my tower for free. All I had to do was help take it down.
All right, that's a great deal. Anyway, I'll catch up with you later. I'm at a... Just pulled into an account. I've got to get in. And seems I'm kind of busy today. But Bob, always nice speaking with you. KD2KNH clear. 73. Ellison out.
Hey, take care, Charlie. I guess my next stop is going to be someplace for lunch. W2OSR.
Yes, and again, best wishes to your wife. Clear.
W2ROB.
AC2BZB.
Hey Joe, how's it going?
Hey, how are you?
No complaints. Nice day out today, holy. I mean, compared to what it was last week, this is nice weather.
It's funny, you just called me, I was going to take the GOG for WALK to get out, but I got time, so... You know, it's funny, I had the scanner on, but I had it turned down low, and I thought I heard you. So you're still in the area? I thought you might be following the race, the races.
I'm currently on my way home. So I am back, and I'm mobile, but I'm in one of those no hands-free required today, so I'm all good.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I definitely want to get out. I got out a little bit yesterday, which was nice. You know, fortunately I'm working today, but like I said, I'll take a walk. I find there's a park near me that I can, that I can walk the dog. That's pretty nice. Well, you know, it's only like a 5-minute drive from here. And it's only a third of a mile, but better than walking through the neighborhood, you know. So I plan on doing that. So what's new with you? Anything?
No, not too much. I'm surprised you have the day off for that. Or maybe you don't. I'm saying, oh, I got to bail out. I got a phone call coming in. Get you maybe a little later, Joe. 73 to ROB.
73, Bob. KC2B.
Okay, let's try this again. Go to ROV Mobile. Great. You out with the dog for a walk?
Yep, but I got my SP2 with me. Gotta use it, you know. I'm not gonna retire this one.
Am I making what you did was a win-win situation? You went two generations beyond what you had. And you're not locked into it because the batteries are all interchangeable. As a matter of fact, I would think the batteries are interchangeable with your VXA also. So, you couldn't go wrong with what you did. You keep on picking up batteries. That's what I did.
Yeah, that's what I did. I picked up one extra one. I should pick up some more. But you're right. VXA has the same battery. My SP1...
Oh, okay. Yeah. If you like, I mean, seriously, I mean, like, you know, I had three FDA-17. If you like the platform, you can sign to like the 818 or the, all things being interchangeable. I didn't need to make the repeater at all. All that was a variance of static. Might be the location.
So anyway, the
to the FC5, or just stay fast. For the older FC5, VX250, I got like a the 50 still in production. The 10 would be good. That's got its own battery. I don't have any old 10 that use that battery. And of course, I got the CYT, which, you know, use their battery. Yeah, I tried to see. Do you remember the time? Oh man, like 20 years ago, I said, I'm standardizing on batteries and radios, and I bought like three ICOM W32As. As soon as I did, the radio became obsolete.
Yeah, defined obsolete though, I don't know. I would still hope you had a couple of those.
No, stupid me. What happened is I had one. Then I was bidding on eBay and I kept losing. So instead I bought a new one. And I came home to the Amplex and I won a bid on one. The one I won a bid on was open, which is nice. So I had to. I don't remember why I thought of them as obsolete, because I love that radio.
They did some unique things that are not available in today's HP, and so that would have been the reason why I would have saved them. Plus, it was a true dual receive.
Yeah, what I liked about it is it's separate volume and squelch knobs for each side. You know, that way you're on one channel, all of a sudden someone starts poking on the other one, you can just reach over and turn the volume down. You can't do that. You can turn it off, I guess. But, yeah, so that was a good radio. Now it's dated. Oh, yeah, so anyway, I sold this stupid thing. I sold the one I bought new. I hardly ever used it. eBay would not let me list it as new. So I mistakenly said I'd open the box up. Somebody got that for a song. Then I sold the one that was opened up, but I kept the original. And then that one broke, so I gave it away. Stopped transmitting on 440. So, yeah. Well, you know my new rule. I don't sell anything.
That's a good rule to have. Yeah, don't sell it. Wear it out. If you wear it out, well, it owes you nothing. You may get stuck with some accessories, but so what? You wear it out. W2ROB.
Backyard. I can't figure out how to get out the door. It's like the spot between two houses, maybe this. I think that's about important. I just wonder how to get back to it when they if you come to the actual door.
Is that where you walk the dog?
Well, this time, I usually walk around the block. I usually go a little bit of a different way, but I was curious. I was curious how they get back there. If it's not too hard, you know, if it's not like with a barbed wire fence, you know, a lot of the trees over there are growing into my yard. And the village, the town's attitude is, yeah, we're not doing anything. You can clean it up. If I could get on the other side, like, you know, you just cut stuff back to try to do it for my life, you know what I mean.
Yeah, I get it. I get it 100%. Yeah, the town doesn't like to do too much. And they don't want to get involved in too much stuff either. In other words, if your house was an eyesore and it was condemned, they really don't want to get into it. So I'm sure they don't want to get into gardening and trimming and all the rest of that.
Stand by. You did a business, I got to pick it up. Beep, beep.
I don't like my exercise these days. Walk the dog.
Nothing wrong with that. Matter of fact, that's, that should be admired. You got company, you're taking a walk, you're taking a short walk or a long walk or however you want to make it, and it's with your buddy. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. I usually go with a half mile. I very rarely take it for a very short walk. It's usually half a mile. In fact, right now we're heading to the school yard, and you know the school's open. We're all the way to the back.
Come back, it's all over. Whatever happened on Long Island, all gone. But the media was covering it, and I was like shocked. The media down south was covering it.
Oh, you went to Talladega. I just figured, I thought you did. But usually when you do that, you kind of stay on the road for it, follow it to the next race, right?
Well, it depends. The schedule changes year to year, and well, the next race is actually Charlotte, but I'm going to miss Charlotte. They got that on a roval, and I'm not keen on a roval, which is like a road course, not to be confused with the street course. And so I prefer like, you know, 1.5 mile larger track, and I prefer oval. And that's where I find the excitement, more at the oval.
Yeah, I remember. You came down to the show once when I lived down there. I remember that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was an interesting trip. I think that was a twofer also. I think I did, maybe I did Talladega, and another leg of that trip. And I, for life of me, I can't remember, but I got all the tickets at home.
Oh, that's good. Hey, this is my favorite time of the year, the early fall winter. Around 70 degrees, can't beat it.
Yeah, it's my favorite time of the year, too. I make a quick stop in Virginia on the way down, and I spent a couple of nights there. And the foliage wasn't changing. And you'd say, well, it's south. Why would the foliage change? Well, the foliage would change... will change faster at altitude when you're higher up, and they didn't even begin to do anything. So, but that's not the reason why I went there. But then continued on further down south, come back, and nothing's changed. It's all still really green. So as long as just stay this way, it's fine with me. You do this all winter long.
Really? Yeah, I'd kind of like to do something like you're doing. Maybe take the trailer with me. Yeah, maybe when I retire. And don't ask me when that's going to be, because week by week I change my mind. Anytime between this coming February and who knows.
Well, you know, there are 22, 23 tracks. There are 38 races during the year. Pick a race, grab your trailer, go to that. You can even park at the track. You can even park in the infield. You know, the race doesn't cost all that much money. The camping will cost you. Well, I mean, if you wanted a destination that wasn't the usual destination, 38 weekends a year, there's a race at one track or another.
Yeah. Well, in my case, I probably have to do something that the wife would be interested in, too. It's funny. Oh, get out of there. Look at the freaking empty food containers. I'm in the schoolyard. There's nobody here. If they're in school, I don't know where they are. So, this is nice, so I just let her, because I'm going to have to worry about it. I unlocked the leash, and she can walk up 15 feet away from me. And I have one of these things that's made by a guy, you know, for a walking dog. It's not a harness, it's like a bandolier. But, so I'm hand-free, which is really nice, because not only am I hand-free, but she has almost pulled my arm out of the socket. She told me she's very strong. So this way the bandolier, you know, puts the stress across my back. Good invention.
Yeah, I've seen those. My son has one on a smaller dog that he has. And I think my brother-in-law has one of those harnesses, too. They're kind of unique. I kind of think they're the way to go. W2ROB. Okay, that time you didn't make the repeater.
Yeah, I gotta remember that. You know what it is? I'm probably holding it away from the repeater. My body's blocking it. This should be better.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, those are kind of nifty little. It's almost like half an outfit for the dog. I think those are pretty nifty and pretty ingenious. You're right.
Yeah. What happens is, it's like this, like a bandolier. He sells pouches, you know, it fits his price for this stuff, you know, like a pouch is 12 bucks. The bandolier was like 40. But it's very well made, and it does the job. So, I got, and, you know, there's a water bottle pouch. The smart thing he did is he repurposed the water bottle pouch, so when you pick up the poop, you know, in a bag, I used to have to walk, you know, carry it with me. Now you just have a little pouch and put it in. So, it's very functional. It's, you know, sensitive but functional.
Yeah, there you go. Expensive but functional. Sounds like a lot of things in my life. Too expensive. But it's all good. Joe, I'm going to leave you because I got to drop off here. But maybe later on this afternoon, I may check back in. Well, it won't be much later, but maybe an hour or so. So I'm going to say 73, and we'll talk again from W2ROB.
That's good. I do keep the radio on. The problem is I have 85375 on all day, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday when I'm working from home. The only thing is sometimes I got to turn the volume down so it doesn't distract me, then I miss calls. So, but I heard you today, so I'll catch you again soon. KC2BZB, I'll listen out.
Yep, take care, Joe, from W2ROV.
Good afternoon. The time is 1:55 p.m. Sun is temperature 75 degrees.
YMC Mobile, listening.
Fly Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
WB2MSB Mobile here. MJM, I didn't catch your prefix. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't. This is N2MJM. Name is Mike. I'm over here in Salmo, in the garage. It was a day out there today, huh?
Okay, N2MJM, WB2MSB. Yeah, I'm just getting off the Queen side of the Whitestone Bridge. Sky's blue, puffy little white clouds. It's about 80 degrees. I got the air conditioning back on in the truck. And, it's too early in my journey to say anything, but the traffic is not as heavy as I thought it was going to be. Of course, now it's going to be bumper to bumper. Go ahead.
Yeah, I did all right with the storm, with the rain. And, no floods, no, everything was good. And I'm driving from the county, about 43 years, 15 years. I got my license about back in the doors.
Okay, Mike, fine business. All right, it kind of trailed off at the end there. I think I was going under a couple of overpasses here, but did you say you're in the Bronx or you're in Belmore? I couldn't tell what your QTH was.
It's in Belmore. I've been here about 30 years, I guess. I grew up on Baldwin, right out of the southern state. And when I was in Marlborough, New York. My son was in the Air Force. He's commander or something. You know, hard to do over there. He's effective.
Oh, okay, Mike. Roger, roger. Yeah, Stuart, I'm familiar with that up in Newburgh. I think that's, I forget. What is that, the 102nd? 102 National Guard Wing? I can't remember. Maybe it's 103. Oh, no. I think 103 is in Connecticut. We have 106 in West Hampton. Well, my prediction came true. I got off the bridge. Everything was fine, and now it's bumper to bumper on a cross island, so I shouldn't have said anything. WB2MSB.
Yeah, it sounds about right. Yeah, my brother-in-law has a store in Bayside there. You know, right off the place. Constantine's building. Family, you know, the area.
I don't know the area, but I did work in Flushing for a while, just a little closer in than Bayside. I think it was Northern and 120th, so that's a bit far away from 40th, I guess. But I didn't really pay attention. I just drove in, parked, did my job, and came home. And that went on for about a year. It was, a different experience. I had fun. And they're doing a lot of work. I don't know if you've been on the Cross Island lately, but they're milling and repaving everything. They're not only putting a new top on, but they're digging up the old road and putting in a new one. So I guess they want it to last for a while. Back to you, Mike.
Yeah, that's hard to, I guess that's hard to come by, because they don't want to fix the roads at all. Especially over here. I've been asking for... I have a whole bunch of potholes over here around the whole area. I'm right off of Sunrise Highway in Belmore. Let's see if there's a car. I did it. Nothing else going on. All right. I'll be clear. 73
into MJM. Very good. Appreciate the chat. Nice to meet you on the radio. I hope to catch you again. WB2 MSB here, and we're rolling southbound Cross Island, and we'll be standing by.
W2VL repeater.
KE2BXH making the repeater.
This is KD2KNH. Is somebody checking to see if they were hitting the repeater?
KD2KNH. That would be KE2BXH. That was using the repeater. KD2OGB mobile.
Hello, Craig. How you been and what's new?
Well, I left my phone in the car. I have my secondary phone, but now the phone is not in the car. I mean, I hope my mom took it because I let her know on my second phone, but if she didn't get it from my car, then that's freaking me out because I had it up to the point when I parked in Ronkonkoma and had to be away from it for 10 hours.
Well, if you track it and it tracks to your house, that's a good thing. If it tracks to some other borough someplace, that's a bad thing.
I'll find out. The problem is, I don't even know what my Verizon thing is, so I don't know if I'm even able to get in there to track it. I'll have to look through my McAfee antivirus and maybe see if I could track it through there.
Well, Craig, I hope your mom picked it up. But if not, it's just an electronic device, and you can replace it. Insurance will cover, your car damages if there are any. Anyway, I've got to run. I hope you find it. I hope your mom picked it up. Got to get inside and play at work again. I'll listen out. KD2KNH273.
Yeah, Roger. Plus, I got some very important photos on there. KD2OGB Mobile.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Kilo Delta 2 Zulu Sierra Sierra Mobile monitoring.
KD2ZSS, KD2KNH. Monitoring station, come on back.
Whiskey Bravo 2, Mike Sierra Bravo Mobile, listening.
KD2, KNH, replying.
KD2KNH, Charlie, hello, WB2MSB here, Maury. I am on the Northern States Parkway, hop, jumping and skipping across Nassau County. Go ahead.
All right, doing pretty much the same out east. Where am I? I'm up by Mauritius Road, just stuck in 25A traffic. It's a little heavier than normal today.
QSL, for sure. I don't know. I don't think Robert Moses ever envisioned the number of vehicles that are using his roads. But here we are. At least it's a nice day. The sky's nice and blue. I do see that little bit of yellow haze they were talking about coming down from Canada, but it seems to be much higher altitude than it was during the summer, which is good. And light computer here says I should be home at around 5:15, so not too bad. There you go. You said Mauritius Road, so you're up around Lake Grove, Stony Brook area?
Yeah, I'm right by the Deep Wells property. You familiar with the old Mauritius County store out here?
Yeah, I do. That's for sure. That's near my final destination. The home QTH is right up in Stony Brook, and pass by there on the way home. I have to see whether I can make it through the 454 Neskonset Highway merge, or if the lazy lady is going to take me up through the side streets as soon as I get off the parkway. Who knows? By then, maybe it'll be opened up a little bit. It's really something how over the years, rush hour has sort of creeped its way up to starting at 2 in the afternoon. Back to you.
Yeah, I just passed the St. James, the old firehouse. And I never remember getting off that early. All these people clogging up the roads.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned the St. James Fire. I pass the firehouse usually on the way home, and I've been living in that area for 43 years, and I always thought that was a historic building. Turns out it's not a historic building at all. And for a while, they were talking about knocking it down and building a new firehouse, and I think that sort of fell by the wayside, so I think they're just going to keep it now. I'm not sure if that was a decision by the fire commissioners or the village or who knows what, but... And I'm